Oh, right, everyone. It's the Grim... There we go. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is what y'all actually give a fuck about. I ain't looking to date these hoes. I know how y'all feel. This is looking for a one-night stand.
Playing Russian roulette with your penis.
Luis is on a night out, and she is ready to get frisky. Help her find the right man. Hold up. That ain't what I was talking about. We're not worried about the right man. But her goal is to get her laid. What the fuck? Okay, fine.
Tell her to not talk so much. Fix a massage.
Exactly.
Sandwich goes a long way.
Uh-oh, they're marking their territory. It's like, what are we getting? They're surveying their territory, not marking their territory. That happens later. All right. How to behave. Smile a lot and look around the room. Look pissed off like you're playing hard to get. Lodley asks, what? So what? Are there any real men in here? Walk up to a guy and grab his dick to show social dominance. I want this! We're gonna have some fun tonight.
No,
that didn't work!
Not when you do it like that. You look like you're touching the hand.
Looks like you're drunk.
Actually, you...
What?! He doesn't know where he's at. You sure that's even a straight man? He didn't look that straight.
I figured go grab him by the dick and see what happens. I don't know. It depends.
That man, he's not drunk enough.
Honestly,
hey, I'm going to be honest with you.
Honestly, you think a guy's got to be drunk?
No, I'm just saying. I'm...
A little bit rude,
but I don't know. Boisterous and loud.
Oh, well, he got a gun to his head there.
Yeah.
Grab him by the dick.
It's going to be funny.
I figured it would be.
What is wrong with these men? Fuck
it. Oh.
Yeah,
oh, here we go.
Someone bounces up to you like that.
Oh, wow. He's talking to a woman, though.
Oh, no, that's nothing like you want. Oh, there she goes. Grab him up. Well, I wouldn't want to hook up with her anyway. She don't know how to grab a dick.
No, she almost took them balls in a vice grip.
I think you can find a bit more of a classy, sophisticated way.
You look around the room and smile like a dumbass.
Dude, where's all the good men?
We're ladies. Of course, you say it like that, good chance you're not. Hey, my name's Todd, and I like pickles. Do you like pickles?
I don't think that's going to work.
Where it worked, and this one guy looked like he had been on some kind of meth. He was talking to the phone girl.
Cool. So, and I was, normally women that are looking
oh, my manager
more,
and one of the guys that walks around for AP was up
right.
There.
Right.
And I was just acting out what they're saying back and forth to each other. I like meth. Do you like meth?
Yeah.
What? I love meth. What? We have so much in common. And they're like, you're crazy. You're crazy. Was it the rat?
Oh, man. There was this one guy that came up to me yesterday. He was... reeking of alcohol. And he, oh my God, he was reeking the alcohol.
Probably
and he
said something rude too.
Older man, yeah, he said. He followed me, and then all of a sudden, he got right up in my face. Hey, do you know where the superfood is? Super what? Yeah, pour it into a drink. I would have told him, I said, it's over there by the pharmacy. And if you want to get liquored up, we got a whole stock beer section if you want to go ahead and
shoot. I said, I guess to you, gargling balls is a superfood. What? Oh, my God. All this protein. If I could only get into the bag, there's a way. What? Suck a dick. It's crazy.
Your body language. Open to the room. Sit on bar stool with legs wide open.
Hey,
facing each other.
That's how you keep the flies off the food, ladies.
We gotta look at the stupid one. I wonder how damn open she's gonna keep her legs. She ain't wearing too damn much.
I mean, let's do it. Okay. Stretch them puppies out. Yeah, they ain't gonna.
She really can't.
I mean, that dress ain't gonna allow her to get too stretched, but hey. I ain't ever said, I don't want to talk to that girl. She's
hell yeah. I mean, good lord.
Panties. Anyway.
I was like, hey, well, look, she's looking for a one-night stand. Come on now. Let's be absolutely honest here. There's a lot of men that'd be like,
Now, if you're trying to conceal the scent, don't be sitting there and let it fill the area. Oh, my God. Did someone slaughter a tuna over here? It's a codfish. Codfish, they're delicious.
She's about ready to fall off the damn seat.
Now that is acting.
No, I saw this one chick on Twitter. Brah, her tongue went from here to here. I'm like, holy shit. Like Gene Simmons.
It's not sexy.
Yeah, it won't look the same sexy either, though, is it?
I mean, it didn't look sexy, but it looked like...
It would work. Open to the room, facing each other.
Facing each other?
I don't know. We're going to look.
I would say facing each other because you come here. You probably should be open to the room because you get some of that going on. Oh, they're doing it because you're not noticing people coming up to you.
Oh.
So, not the best thing. I mean, you want to be as approachable as possible.
Yeah, see, I thought it would. That might not work.
Shit.
Right.
Look against the wall.
Stand in the corner.
I had never seen the dance outward at a club.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, they're all dancing outward. They must want some dick.
To get even more attention, scream
five. No, no one wants. Ooh, yeah, that fucking. Oh.
You could go to jail for that. That's a federal offense. I'm curious what that would be like. Adjust clothes and print hair. Twerk on your friend. I want to see.
Adjust clothes and print hair.
Oh my God. I kind of want to see how
Come
that's going to react.
I already know how it's going to
go. Oh, I want to see it.
Okay.
This is the fun part. This isn't a long one. Wow.
Oh, she's just retarded. What is wrong with you? Yeah, I mean, that's obvious what kind of attention you get. Her friend's very patient, I'll tell you that.
Right.
I was at a thing and they started doing like that. Oh, they're going to have to find their owner at home.
Nope.
just
close
your hair.
Print pair. That, sing loudly?
No. When have you been like, I like that one making all the noise when I'm trying to enjoy the area. Yeah.
What is that? I'm gonna see what this is, cause that works in the.
Oh, yeah.
That works in the black clubs.
Do.
That works in the black clubs. If a guy see these girls twerking, they usually go after it.
All right, we'll see.
It ain't gonna work here, cause this is a European club. Like, everybody's white. I'm just being honest. Like, there's like one Chinese guy.
Oh well. Oh, so you're saying race plays a.
Normally, I'd say more culture. Culture.
Culture.
Culture.
I don't know if Brits are much of dancers. Or...
No, they're really not.
I think we need the
surely there is.
On this one because, I don't know, do you twerk on your friends, your female friends?
I don't. Surprisingly, I don't know.
Just stick to
do you look like the kind of twerk on
To be fair, there isn't much twerking going
I'll
on.
I'll be your friend.
Do you
want to
try now, show us?
No, I'm alright. I think I'll pass.
Right.
Also, you got to keep in mind, this was made a few years before the big twerking thing. Now you see nothing but twerking on Instagram,
yeah.
So
well,
she's probably I even rather, like the woman here, she's probably actually kind of disgusted at it. I know that, but I'm talking about the popularity of it has gotten different,
well,
especially with black women. Black women... That is the main...
I tell you, they've always been...
I know that, but it's more popular now than it has been, and there's a lot of
whether
white girls getting the BBLs. The white girls are getting the BBLs so they can become POGs, fat-ass white girls. And basically what they're doing is they're trying to, yeah, do the twerking, look at my big ass, I'm big as a black woman, or I'm bigger than a black woman. They want to try to attract the black men. That's how they're doing it. I've seen it more and more and more. There's actually a young black guy working that I work with. This is a real thing that happened.
Yeah.
There were six young girls. Six of them.
When I was over there and they ran up and it was two.
They went up to him. We didn't know who it was at first that they were talking to. But this one young girl, she's like, oh my God, you're so fine. You're so hot. You're so attractive. And she just lost her mind and started running towards this guy. And we didn't know if it was me. Like, I thought it was you for a minute there that she was looking at you. And all of a sudden, it was the young black guy who, you know, he didn't look that, I mean, I don't know. But boy, she was really into him.
It's almost like... I mean,
it's the thing. It's the thing, though.
It's the thing.
Because they rap.
Have you got a black guy yet? No, I hadn't got
No. DP.
Fences.
It's not that. It's not that.
It almost feels like I got to collect.
It's not that. What the difference is a lot of young women are getting. Like, you could say the system or whatever, but they're basically, the algorithm is hooking them up with more of these attractive black guys. Remember that hip-hop is the most popular music right now, according to Nielsen. Hip-hop is what all the young girls are listening to. It's what they're twerking to on Instagram. It's what they're doing their little shows to. Yeah, I know, but that's what they do. So, OnlyFans girls, all that kind of stuff, it's always the hip-hop. And then, of course, the guys that do the hip-hop are considered the pinnacle of attraction. Because if a woman's going to take that kind of music, then she finds the man that makes that kind of music very attractive.
Yeah.
So, if you look at a lot of these guys with the tattoos on their faces and the dreads and everything else, not saying that the gentleman had tattoos on his face, but he was one of those kind of guys that had, you know, he had the little dread thing going on, like some of the...
That's a hairstyle.
Yeah,
that,
I know that. But he had a style that a lot of the young, the rappers have these days, like a lot
I'll
of those young rappers that
you.
They like.
I mean, in our area, white people have only probably about 8 styles of hairdo.
Yeah.
And black people only have about 8
styles of hairdo.
So if you have one, it's not that you're trying to imitate
someone.
No,
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that culture, that's the style. So the culture is pretty much on that style, and she, and of course, all the rappers and stuff that she likes, they look the same way, because that's the style. They influence the style. Remember, they have stylists that make sure and say, this is what we want you to look like. So they basically make this guy look like this, and then the girls watch their videos on YouTube and Instagram and stuff like that, and they're like, I want a guy that looks like that. So they find a guy like, and they find that guy.
Like they're dumb enough to like every black guy's good.
No. I'm not saying. I'm not saying they don't want it.
You're not saying
they don't
want.
No, 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 no. I'm not talking about his skill at all. I'm talking about his presentation. He looks like the guy. Again, it's more about I like this. I want to find a guy that looks like that. Basically, they're saying, look at that guy rapping. I want a guy that looks like him. I think that's hot. I think what he's doing is hot. So they look at that guy and they're like, hey, that guy looks really hot. He's like a lot of these guys that I've been listening to or stuff that I jam to, you know? And that's why they go up to him like that.
I'll tell you, in this town, though, if you're wearing what the rappers are wearing, you ain't got money for anything else.
Oh, I know, but... And I mean, the dude's pretty cool. I mean, I've talked to him several times. He's no issue with him.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
No issue with him. I think he's a cool dude. I think, you know, again, I want every man to be successful. And he said to, she did say, do you have a girlfriend? I mean, she didn't just go right up. She was respectful. I mean, she said it like she did basically what the incel guy would. You know how the incel guys are always like, I wish that, you know, no, these young incel guys are like, I wish that a woman would tell me I'm fine and go up and ask me out. Well, that guy actually got what the incel guy wants. So he literally got the validation, attractive validation. And this guy, he's not very tall, is he? He's not six foot, is he?
I'm 6'5", so I know, but he's fairly short.
Oh, yeah, I know, but he's not.
He might be 5'8".
He's like 5-something. Yeah, he's not 6 foot either. He's not, he wasn't muscular. He probably, he's working where we are, so he doesn't have a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
He just had the looks, and he had the right swagger about him, and that was enough to attract the girls.
I mean,
that's disproving some incel stuff right there, because there's a lot of incels. Oh, I'm not tall enough. I don't have big muscles. I don't have the, you know.
It's about confidence.
Yeah, it's about confidence. And, well, he didn't, well, see, the thing is, the guy didn't even, like,
he wasn't over there slouching.
No, he didn't even know. Now, like, he didn't even know what was going
there's
on.
There's another guy that's around there, but he just don't come off to me as confident.
No.
And I think you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. The man that complains constantly.
The other white guy.
Yeah. The one that complains constantly. Yeah. I know.
Well,
he's interested in is wrestling.
I can tell you now.
All he's interested in
if he hasn't
is
got anyone
wrestling.
To direct him somewhere, he ain't going to be there long because
yeah,
he
I know.
Comes to my area and I'm not even in charge of him.
Yeah, I
what
know.
What do I need to do? I'm like,
really?
What the hell do you think? What do you need to do? Well, you know, this lead told me to go over here, but then say I need to go to that. I said, well, go where they said to last, and if one says something, say, well, you were told to deal with them. You know,
Yeah, I got you.
That's all you do. Like, hey, I was doing what you're doing, but they pulled me off, and they tend to threaten people, so I went ahead and even though they may be BS, but they don't think about it. And really, if you're... I mean, not saying anything bad, but if you're white in our line of work and you aren't a manager, they do kind of, you know, treat you like second rate.
So there's an old famous indicator of interest, you know, if the woman touches her hair. All women touch their hair, though, so it's not necessarily an indicator of interest. But if it's excessive or if it's right after you have eye contact...
Yes.
Then it's probably a real one.
And I think if they're flicking it off their skin, if they're trying to show more skin, is this a good one?
I think so.
Yeah, if they're rapidly playing with their hair, like they've got something on it, that's anxiety response. I know because I've had that happen.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good.
See, that didn't sound nutty. Where'd her bipolar go?
From England?
Oh, from Israel.
I'm always going to go to Israel.
You're most welcome.
You know, Israel, that's all they do is work out and stuff. It's a very...
Yeah.
Nice girl.
What do you...
A lot of people on BitChute might not be too happy about this.
She looked like she just had a stroke. Why?
Use Adam Lyons' invisible dance partner routine.
Can I give you a text?
Sure.
Yeah, it's just a text to your coordination.
Yeah.
Okay. Phone in your pocket. This. Okay. Hands like this.
This is what I value in a man. Bullshit. Oh, that is kind of a dick move. I kind of. Oh, isn't that some shit? Don't you feel like an idiot over there by yourself? It's magic. Wow.
Cool. This is my friend Adam Lyons' move. He has a dating business called Psychology Hacker and YouTube channel and stuff. And we worked together, I think, about 10 years ago in London. And he showed this really funny move and good way to get rid of a guy in this situation. But you could also use it as a man in a dating situation.
With yeah, you could use it like
just
that.
Just have a little bit of fun.
She was not interested in the Israeli guy.
That was fun.
Well, I guess my BitChute audience will be happy because they're probably not too fond of Israel.
Really?
Yeah, let's not. No, let's not. I don't want the comments.
Okay.
Yep.
I was just kidding.
Nope.
Oh, she's gonna stop without him being short.
No, you look stunning.
Thank you.
You're like a walking, talking, fucking disco ball, Dyke. Come talk to Daddy.
Damn!
What's your name, Venus
girl? I'm Louise.
Louise, nice to meet you.
Yeah, what's your name?
It's Fraser, kind of on the second.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man. She's like, I'm done with you. Oh, what's in
come on, pheasants!
Now, he is sitting down, I guess, so he's not necessarily...
Tell him he can do anything with you sexual, pretend to be upper class, start touching him in a sexual way. This is probably how it would really go.
Pretend to be upper class, pretend to be upper class.
I know.
Yeah, if she didn't have a head on her shoulders.
Okay.
Oh, well this didn't go, I didn't think just be classy is what I meant. Don't do a terrible upper class.
Shooting with the bastard just last week. He's an awful shot.
I think they're both bullshitting each other, to be
honest. But that can be a good damn way to meet somebody.
I mean, it is.
It is, but it is.
It depends on what the intentions are, to be honest with you. And then you've wasted that much time.
You got the right option.
Oh, okay.
Cheers.
You can bullshit your way through a date.
You can bullshit
right.
your way, but I feel like there's a quicker way to get through the bullshit than start here and then go on a date and like, oh, fuck. Why is he picking me up in a Pinto?
Where do you like to holiday in particular?
You know, local places like Mauritius, Seychelles.
Are you a fan of Milan?
Milan, yeah, sure. I like Milan. Yeah, I like places like fashionable, you know.
You know what, darling? I don't mind saying this. I'm becoming terribly fond of you.
I mean, she's kind of half squatted, like she's trying not to piss herself.
Suggests meeting another day for a date. Take him to the bathroom for a quick shag. Do the classic headbutt dance with him. The fuck is the headbutt dance?
Let's find out.
I really like you, and how would you feel about a little dance?
Oh.
Come on, we're at a club. You can dance.
Oh, if I must, yeah.
If you I fire Moss.
I've never worked a day
He's
in my life.
He's not short at all.
No, he was sick. That's what I pointed out. I saw he was sitting down halfway through it. At first, it looked like he was, because the way he came into the frame, it was already like he was already sick.
Oh, Lord!
Oh, hello, Johnny Good Show.
Oh, no, he was creepy.
Oh, damn.
They're probably going to tell me that was the right choice, though.
Was it?
I bet.
I doubt that. Gagging, yeah. Turn to the side.
No.
You're in trouble now.
How would you think that wasn't the right? How do you think that was the right move? Is what I'm getting at. That's why I said, let's see what it is. I know it. If you headbutt someone, it's not going
to
lead
to anything. Take him to the bathroom and suggest meeting another day for a date.
Well, I'm really glad you like me. I like you too, but I'd like to get to know you better.
How about we finish these and I'll take you for a 14-course taster menu
with a champignon? That would be wonderful, and
I'll go with a random stranger I've never met with a bag probably full of butcher knives.
Yeah, we don't have no idea.
Myself on baby death and we'll take my details. And don't be bandying this around because I'm an eligible bachelor.
And then she walks into the local McDonald's the next day.
What? The third? Well, I thought I'd give work a try.
Would you like fries with that?
My love, it has been an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure.
I'm just gonna say, don't be this guy. If anybody here is watching this legitimately and thinking this is going to work, this is probably the most cringe bullshit I've ever seen in my fucking life.
That dance floor is elevated. That's what it looks like in short coming to the front. Optical illusion, eh?
Nice one. That's the right option because obviously this kind of guy would be better, to go on a date later.
Wow, the guy that you know
super fancy restaurant and wine and diner. Well, they're saying that there's men actually like this, and women will fall for that because there are. Look, if you are a rich Saudi prince, it doesn't matter how stupid and corny you are. If you've got a lot of money, and she knows she can get a lot of money out of it, she's going to do it.
I'll tell you, someone that don't know what physical
There's
activity
too
is.
Damn many women out there now looking for resources in this economy that they don't give a shit right now. I'm just saying, that's where we're at.
I'll tell you, a woman that knows how to take care of herself.
I know, but I'm saying,
say take care of yourself,
this is,
knows how to work.
Yes, but this is a completely different generation of
people.
Well,
I say we work at a place where it's too many people that don't either know how to work or don't want to.
Right.
And sometimes both.
Oh, yeah, baby, we'll do. Good luck.
Okay, yeah, so the broody model guy is probably not the best choice here, is he?
No, not the most approachable.
No. Nope, not the broody guy. No.
Well, I didn't even hear.
Too vague. He'd be up his own arse. No. Thanks.
it's kind of showing you how women
cool, right. That's the right option. And, you know, it's funny the difference in the way women and men approach things. So men obviously are very visual, like we know. But women often wouldn't be attracted to that kind of model-looking guy. And especially in this situation where he looks boring and bored.
Well, I suppose on paper, women might think they're attracted to model-looking guys on paper. But for me, it's definitely about the spark and the chemistry and the personality when you get there. And if they're looking boring, I don't want to waste my time.
Right.
There's also a theory that if the guy is less attractive,
he might be easier to get.
Willing to kind
go
of
extra mile in the bedroom.
And the model guy would just be like, I've got an amazing body and I don't really need to do much.
Okay, I never knew this.
You learn something every day.
Oh, wow.
Look at that guy.
No. Take advantage. You won't remember you tomorrow. Oh, good chance if it's one night stand, they won't call you tomorrow anyway.
Yeah, obviously the right option. Drunk guy is not gonna work for many reasons.
I think that's clear.
Whiskey dick.
That doesn't happen to me.
You haven't been drunk enough.
I've been drunk enough.
Now, I've been drunk.
Yeah, I have too.
And still.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I've
been
slobber knocker drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know.
Not always happening. I guarantee you now, especially now, when you're younger, probably didn't matter. But now you're older, probably does.
Oh, my God, my nan would love him.
And
he looks so good in a
gimp mask. Oh, good night. Good Lord.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh.
Hell.
I'm going to have to say, okay, well, I'll give it a try.
Ow.
It's the wrong choice if you want to get laid.
Exactly.
Because he's too nice.
Oh, he's too nice?
Yeah.
That guy, right? Yes, for me. You, of course, yes. I was looking to eat him for breakfast.
Well, that's what his plan is. So go do it, bitch.
No.
Yeah, that's the right option. And, you know, shy guys out there often miss the opportunities. I've been out lots of times with
shy guys.
Clients that want to improve their dating skills. And they will often be talking to a woman, everything's going great. And then they get her number and leave. And they say she was a bit cold in the end. And I said, well, obviously she at least wanted to kiss you. And she was kind of sending all those signals.
But they just didn't pick up on it?
They missed it, yeah.
Well,
so,
no one taught them.
The nice guy,
that's what
right.
you're there for, man. What? You're sleeping on the job.
Got a little bit of a bug, but that's okay. I don't think it's a problem. Oh, of course.
Of course, the guy owns the game.
I'm gonna say no.
He looks sociable. He's pretty good looking. And the right amount of crazy. So, absolutely not. I've got a rule that I don't go out with men.
I hate to, he doesn't come off as the kind of guy.
That was the wrong option, obviously.
Obviously, the wrong choice.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking like, yeah, sure, it was the wrong choice. Of course.
He's quite good looking. He's sociable.
Boy, I bet he is a narcissist. I wonder if he is.
I've been on his Twitter.
Is he?
Somewhat, but not as much as you. I don't know.
I mean, there's a difference between being confident and then thinking the world revolves around you.
Let me see. I don't even know if he's still on Twitter. He might have been anti-Musk.
Boom, there you go. Obviously the right decision. Obviously I'm the man for the job. Yeah?
Apparently so.
Mm-hmm. Not her first choice, apparently. Unless that's his wife in real life, I don't know.
It could be. I don't even know if he's still on here. He might not be.
Hey. Hey. How you doing?
I'm good.
I saw you with that guy, Cranwell, whatever he is. That Poshnob, you know?
Oh, he's just a friend.
There's such funny rumors about that guy that you can't get it up. So, anyway, I'm saying too much.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Look, correct me if I'm wrong, but were you checking me out earlier?
Whoops, that's the wrong damn one. Just give me a minute, guys. Richard La. I found him. Okay, he is. Oh, wow. Holy moly, he's making AI Super Seducer.
Really?
Yes. This only took a few minutes to make.
A few minutes?
We have a few big anniversaries. Super Seducer 1, 5-year anniversary. 28 years since I met my wife on February the 14th. So we decided to do a casual reenactment of our date from Super Seducer 1. Wow. ChatGPT on Super Seducer level ideas. He's still kind of... And he's doing the fitness update. He's... Got my first new Sega hardware since the Dreamcast in 1998. Yep. I'm just, like I said, I'm looking. He says right now that he's not making...
I forgot what these answers are for now.
He says not making games and focusing on spending quality time with my wife, health and fitness, helping others, learning new things, doing what I enjoy, trying not to be bummed out by world events. Picture one, SS3 level filmed in July 2022, and now. Basically, he's gotten pretty... ripped and shit since the original. But yeah, he is he's doing a lot of other things. He's not working on the games. The main reason why, and I've explained it, is because Super Seducer 3 wasn't allowed to come to Steam, and because of that, he's not going to get the kind of money that he was going to expect. So,
well, honestly, I think 2 is way better than 3.
I like 3, though.
Three, but I mean, there's so much more on this one. It looked like he cut it off
a little bit,
a little less than halfway. Honestly, it seems
to laugh and say maybe see if you like some slap and tickle. Roll your eyes and say, "Nice line, asshole." Do I look like an idiot to you?
You like a little slap and tickle? She is trying to get laid, but I don't know.
Let's see.
Yeah, I was checking you out.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, you're just my type.
All right, good to hear.
Do you like a bit of slap and tickle?
Yeah,
you like that? You like that?
Yeah, but save it for the bedroom. Save it for the bedroom.
Goddamn, how much is she
I mean, you almost have to plan they're going to over-exaggerate.
Yeah. Well, they have to make it a bad answer. They have to make it a wrong answer. So to be absolutely fair in a context, if she slapped once and he said, save it for the bedroom, things would have been okay. I mean, that would have been like, oh, yeah, that's fine. She's like, oh, yeah, no issue.
I have to say
maybe,
I guess.
Maybe, but you obviously noticed me, too.
Maybe it's good enough for me. And, yeah, of course I noticed you. You know why? You hold that strong, confident eye contact. And I like a confident woman.
Oh, they like to be present.
Mm-hmm.
You're a strong
one. Nice one. That's the right option. Yeah. Like the right middle ground. A little bit playful.
Right.
You know, I really like your style. You look really cool, and I like a man who dresses well.
Thanks so much. You get good compliments. I'm Richard, by the way.
Oh, I'm Louise.
Nice to meet you.
That's how they greet in Europe. Tell him you are a virgin. Ask him three quantities that he has. Tell him he's great and you slept with way worse guys. I like this.
Yeah, you don't want to do past
three qualities that separate you from all the other club guys out there.
Most women won't do this shit.
No, that's the question I normally ask girls.
Right.
So we've got that in common, but let me think. Well, I'm actually honest. Sometimes too honest. I'm quite kind. Mostly to strangers, though. And I'm decisive. When I like something, I get it.
I bet you do.
Cool. That's the right option. It's a little bit of a challenge. And yeah, having fun in this situation is totally cool.
And it might give him an opportunity to ask her three qualities as well.
Mm-hmm. And then you should have a good response ready. That goes for basically any question you ask, right? You need to have your response ready.
You can't go, I don't know. Really, can you?
Which happens more often than
you think. Mm-hmm. Because people aren't that on the spot.
Well,
like, they just can't, not everybody can just come up with things. Sometimes we have, like,
your answer.
But it's not going to be, like, 100% exact.
Actually, it may be more sincere than
right, and it also depends on how much alcohol I've had.
Yeah, well, yeah.
See if he'll buy you a bottle of champagne.
But that is one of the first rules when you're going out to actually pick up.
Yeah.
You do not want to get drunk.
Yeah,
and like that's not your goal.
See if you will buy a bottle of champagne. Show him your Catwoman impression. Well, I'm one of these guys that need a shot to lay off the convict. You know, I have to do that. I mean, it won't affect me.
I don't mind having
like,
a couple of drinks.
Yeah, I'm not talking
I'm
about,
not trying
I can't get plastered. I just have to have something to, you know, take the edge off. Some guys have to do that. Not everybody has to, but since I deal with anxiety, a little bit of that will actually take the edge off.
Honestly, the best way of going about it is don't go to get expecting to get laid.
No. I'm just saying
to meet someone, but
no,
just go
I'm
to
just
have
saying, yeah. But like I said, I can't even do that unless I've had a little. Yeah, that's just how
I
that's
do that work all the time.
That's how my body works, though. When you
I
deal
know.
With
oh, what? I know. I have it. I used to have a lot of social anxiety.
No, but I said, yeah, I know, but I just have straight up anxiety.
Because
when you have generally GAD, general anxiety disorder, like I do, yeah, you definitely have to have it or you can't communicate around people you don't know.
Yeah.
What's crazy as fuck, if I know a person, I'll talk their ear off. But if I don't know a person, I won't say fuck.
Well, you're one of those that if you were to meet someone, it almost be better to either meet them at work or meet them, which
it's somewhere
our
else.
Work's kind of a tough one to meet because mainly
value. No, there's
I
no
mean,
one of value.
Not saying it in a mean way.
Right, yeah.
There's
no one of value.
With any ambition.
And
a lot of it, probably our age group too.
Yeah. Show him your Catwoman impression. See if he'll buy you a bottle of champagne. How many times can you do it in a night? Ooh, I like this.
You like comic books, yeah?
I like the Marvel movies, yeah.
Oh, so you like Catwoman?
That's
DC
with Batman.
Yeah. But all guys love Catwoman, right?
She's really sexy,
yeah. Oh my god, I'm glad you said that. I do the best Catwoman impression.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
that's awful.
That's see, that's exactly the response you're gonna get. But then I was like, she might be a freak. We'll see where this goes.
Listen, hang on a second. Let me show you my Batman impression.
Disappears.
You ready?
One impression makes all the difference.
Let me show you my Batman impression.
Oh, yeah. She looked like she's about to snap. I'm gonna kill that bitch.
I'm so thirsty.
You got some drink there?
Yeah,
it, yeah, you're asking, better. You're like, you're being a gold diggerish.
Oh, bottle?
Sure, why not?
Listen, darling, finish your drink, and I'll be thirsty in a minute from all this dancing. We can go and get a drink of something, but probably not champagne.
Exactly.
I like it.
I tell you. Asking for shit.
That's the right option.
This situation, you know, really? A woman is testing.
She's
so,
testing.
She might tease him, and she might even give these quite strong teases. She might be overtly sexual.
That was a shit test.
Is to see whether
he can handle it. Because he actually said, he's like, well, you still got something there that you need to drink. He said, we'll get something, but it's probably not going to be champagne. And he stood his ground there as a man.
Oh, yeah.
And she respected that.
Yeah, what do you look like?
Well, this is my dark side. I mean, I'm intelligent as well.
Alright.
I'm doing my master's in
forensic, wow, you're really
in forensic psychology. Ouch.
Why that?
You wouldn't think a woman like that would be doing... Let's see, tease him about his phone.
Tease him about his phone.
Make sure he doesn't have any STDs.
Oh,
that's actually a good question, though, on the real.
No, usually that's a lighter thing.
I'm not. What do you mean?
It's weird that people would go through so much shit to date, and then they'd be like, hey, by the way...
Do you have any STDs?
I've got... No. The woman will say, I've got so-and-so. Or do you mind?
Cool.
Why did I waste my time?
Oh, I already have a boyfriend or something.
No. I have an STD. Oh, like I STD. Have.
Well, they're hoping you'll overlook.
Yeah.
It. Sorry, I've overlooked a lot of stuff, but STDs is where I draw the line.
Because you can play Snake on your phone.
It's true. Even Snake 2. Yeah.
Snake 2.
Mum.
That's kind of dumb.
That's so damn old. The 80s wants it back.
When I was 14, 15.
Behave lewdly. Tell him you have another date soon. Comment his lovely little hands.
Those all sound like terrible. But you know, one's going to be the right one.
Yeah.
I don't know about behave. I'd say maybe behave lewdly.
I want to see the hands.
The
tiny hands. Tiny delicate hands.
Nice hands for a guy.
Alright, thank you.
Very soft. Lovely.
Yeah, I've got that hand lotion.
Yeah, maybe another test. Like, how's he get? Does he blow up about the hand comment?
Awesome.
That's the right choice.
What plans you got for the weekend?
Going back and seeing my family. Yeah, relax.
Okay.
How about you?
I got work on Saturday, but Sunday I need to chill, so I'll probably have a massage or something.
Lovely. Maybe I'll get a massage. That's a great idea.
When's it a bad idea? Hey, man. How you doing? You all right?
Oh, tell them to back off.
Did I tell you I work in pharmaceuticals?
Oh, I can fix that ugly face of yours, and then he walks off. Yeah.
Attack him for being a drug dealer?
No.
Or okay.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
I was gonna invite you back to mine, but you're a drug dealer. You know what? It doesn't even matter.
Wait,
you're going back?
No, hang on a minute. That guy's got severe hay fever. He could die at any minute. So it's just extra strength, extra strength, antihistamine. Okay.
Extra, like, you won't ever have a histamine, anything, anything. No, never.
excellent. That's the right option.
You know that guy was rubbing his cock against the
cool. So normally women.
Wow, what a fucking crazy one this
kind of
time.
Every time someone new
is
comes
this
into
a part one or?
This is a comedy skit. This is not.
Hey Richard, how's it going? It's Leo.
Oh, it's
yeah,
Leo.
Hey, do you remember? You're still coming to the
DiCaprio,
comedy
yes.
The comedy
yeah,
club.
Nice one. Hey, could you do me a favor and just make sure you don't bring Mahmood? That's because last time he was here, he got up on stage. It was an absolute disaster.
Oh,
big Mahmood.
You know Mahmood.
Yeah.
His eyes go bug-eyed. Next thing you know, he's dancing on stage. Say, I own you, woman. I own you.
Anyway, man, cool. I'll see you later on.
I cut your head off. No, no, it's too late. No begging with a man. Please. Oh, I can't stay mad at you, my desert jewel.
Gary.
My sewer flower.
How should the MC introduce Leo? Las Vegas introduction, respectful introduction, or
respectful.
Jaded?
Or do you want...
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a real treat. The penultimate act is a BAFTA-winning comedian, Oscar nominee, and a new host of Saturday Night Live, and Miss Princess Meghan Markle's favorite comic. I want you to give him a warm round of applause beginning now. Come on, for Mr. Leo!
Oh, they still think Saturday Night Live's good. Oh, what's wrong with this place?
This game was made
not that long.
No, actually, this was made when it was starting to get bad. Or when it was pretty bad, in the middle of it.
Yeah.
How to start. Breastfeeding joke. Joke about... Dude, yes.
Hello, my name's Leo. I saw something terrible the other day. Like a woman was thrown out of a cafe for breastfeeding in public.
No,
I thought this was terrible. Well, I approve of breastfeeding in public. Do you all approve of breastfeeding in public? Fantastic! Get up here, I'm starving!
Yeah, women aren't gonna like that's not tasteful, but I think it was good. It was an okay one.
Evil pun, Susan Ball joke.
Oh no.
Self-deprecating joke about Scottish food.
Self-dep.
Yeah, evil puns, disgusting hate.
People like self-deprecating.
Yeah, they do.
I love coming to this city. The food here is amazing because the food in Scotland is absolutely shite. Like, one of the things we do is the deep-fried pizza. Don't know if you've seen this thing. Basically, what we do is we get a shitty supermarket pizza. We put cooked chips on it. We fold it in half and seal it. So you've got a sort of chip calzone going on. Then we batter it and deep-fry it. And do you know what it's served with? Chips. There's not even a sprig of parsley on this thing. Like, this is a nation just dedicated to self-abuse.
Well, the laughter's pouring in, everybody. Chips.
You
would have
just fucking killed that guy.
I don't know. I bet he's funnier in person.
Hey, anyone, we've got a special guest in the audience tonight. My friend Richard is here. Everybody say hello, Richard.
Everyone, okay.
And ladies, Richard, single. Richard, I'm going to try and find you a girlfriend tonight. All the single ladies, make some noise.
Nobody.
Sorry, Richard, I tried.
Oh, wow. Did you pick that one?
Joke about fitness challenges.
Hold on.
Me too.
Me too joke sounds funny.
Yes.
But
I know.
I'm getting older, but I don't understand all the stuff that people complain about these days. Like some of the Me Too stuff, like, I totally get it. Guys like Harvey Weinstein, that guy's an animal. You know what I mean? That guy should be in jail. But some of the other people, like somebody complained that Dustin Hoffman asked her for a blowjob like 20 years ago or whatever, and she felt uncomfortable. It's terrible that she felt uncomfortable, but that's how we get blowjobs. You gotta be proactive about it. You gotta get out there, start asking the tough questions. You can't you sit at home on your couch waiting for a face to fall on your dick?
That's funny.
I mean, it is.
That's fucking hilarious. And in the right audience, people would laugh.
They're being paid to be British.
Yeah, I mean, come on! People watching, that was actually fucking funny.
If he had turned it like, I don't get onto someone when they ask me to watch MASH.
Right.
Well, that's uncomfortable. Some of the things women ask can make you uncomfortable, but I do it. Not because I have to, because I like the taste.
But not mine.
Next joke should be about
something and I having to do with sex. I
get nightclubs.
Fat activists.
Oh!
You gotta watch what you say these days. Like, people get so
skinny people shouldn't have anything to bitch about there.
Last year, I read like a little joke about, you know, a fat person or whatever, and somebody in the audience thought I was being mean to fat people, and I was. They thought I was being mean to fat people, and they got really angry about it, and they went away and they blogged about it on the internet with their pudgy little fingers. And then I was doing this show in London, and I'm not joking, because of this blog, fat activists turned up to demonstrate against my show. I'm not joking, halfway through the show, these
oh, wow, that's not a good sign if someone had kind of not worried about choking on their drink.
They were like, we are fat activists, and I had to agree with them. They were fat as fuck activists. I mean, that's got to be a tough job, by the way.
The right audience would laugh their fucking asses off.
Yeah, nothing's harder than trying to make women come. Like, the female orgasm is the hardest thing to achieve in the world. Like, my ex-girlfriend used to be...
Guys, concur.
I'm so quick. I'm precision engineered in Germany or something. I'm like the Google search engine. Like, yeah, there'll be 2.5 teaspoons of semen, 0.0016 seconds. Like, my ex-girlfriend would be lying in bed and she'd be like... Like, make me come, give me an orgasm. I've got no idea why she sounds like a Scottish man. But she, like, make me come, and it's like the internet download bar. Like, it's gonna be 30 minutes, it's gonna be 10 minutes, it's gonna be 1 minute, it's gonna be 30 seconds, it's gonna be 5 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 seconds.
Yep, that's how it works.
It's gonna be 30 minutes.
That was funny.
I like how he just stops and goes blank faced after every joke.
Testicles on holiday, supermarket checkout, or more shit puns. You're the comedy guy here. You tell me. What do you think is going to be the funniest?
Testicles on holiday just sounds funny to say.
Yeah, it does.
That or more shit punk, but I think testicles on holiday.
All right.
They like.
Yeah, we were all talking about Richard's testicles earlier. Like, at my age, my testicles are starting to sag. Like, it's crazy. This got me into trouble on
of course,
holiday,
that's not
like,
what you want to tell a woman if
right.
You're hoping want to put them in their mouth.
My ex-girlfriend then, that would have been weird, but... But we're down at the beach, and she said there's no
he's like,
way about
making
sunbathing naked.
We're the
I'm
same
like, yeah,
age.
Brilliant, let's do it. So I whip my shorts off, I'm lying there on the sun lounger, I'm on holiday, I'm warm, I'm relaxed. Like, unbeknownst to me, my testicles were also on holiday and warm and relaxed, and they softened and melted through the slats in the sun lounger. Like the Terminator melting through the prison bars. Like an octopus going through a maze, and I had no idea. Until my girlfriend wakes me up going, Leo, get your clothes on, there's people coming. And I was like, what the fuck? Well, I reach over to grab my towel. The fucking sun lounger came with me.
Like genocide, funny word to say, not to do.
Sun lounger pinned to my arse, just screaming in agony. I've got no idea what's going on. My girlfriend looks over and sees my balls. She's quivering against the back of it, just quivering like a scared little hamster. And she just reaches over and thumb
follows them through to the other side.
That was right somehow. I hate to tell them, they're supposed to laugh at a comedy show.
Yeah.
Leo Curse. Well, I knew he was going to be bad, but I didn't know he was going to be shit.
Wow.
Don't worry, we will not be asking him back again. We'll not be paying him. And if anybody wants to give him a slap, he will be in the car park in 5 minutes. Leo Curse. Sorry.
I think we need to redo that one.
No, we did the funny jokes in the right.
So yeah, you chose a bunch of the shit jokes and got the worst ending. So yeah, well done.
Yeah, those jokes really weren't very funny.
They were.
So I'm supposed to believe a guy has no sense of comedy? I don't know about this game.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Hey, guys, what do you think? What do you think? I thought they were actually pretty fucking good.
They've taken some steps back since Monty Python.
They have taken some steps back. Like, we joked about, oh, the fat activist one was bad and the Me Too one. Like, they could have been improved a little bit, but in the right audience, it would have been fucking funny. They were basically, you know, I don't like that much because it felt like, oh, you gotta do that punch up humor. Oh, you can't do like punch down, or you can't do like, oh, you can't make fun of people. Everybody takes offense. Meanwhile, fucking Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle.
He won't be apologizing for you.
And Joe Rogan opened up that comedy club out there in Texas. Yeah. Where they had all these guys.
I think it was like $400 or $500 a ticket.
Yeah, because they got people in there that actually say, like, there's real fucking comedy.
It's ridiculous, but.
But there's real comedy.
Well, no one's going to go there to protest them at $500 a ticket.
Yeah, it's real comedy, though. I'm sure they're packed all the time.
At the same time, I tell you, if I'm spending $500 on something, it's going to be something worthwhile. Unless it's like a...
That's what I mean. It's real comedy.
I mean, it's real comedy, but you can't hold it. All you got is a memory if you can remember it 10 years down the road. Now, they have to be really good jokes.
They might. I mean, I'm sure they are. Because they can say all the things that people want to say and fucking can't.
But the thing about it, people that were here before all that or were able to get in clubs before all this horseshit, which wasn't long ago.
Yeah.
So a lot of people should remember back when... comedy was funny. And so you're making
look at the generation
for something I could have already
I know
seen.
But look at the generation though. We're talking about a generation that got upset at we were doing the comic books. This the generation that got the electric chair. Oh, the electric chair was so offensive.
The electric chair is offensive.
It's like, what?
I hate to tell you, they're all about everything.
See, these people...
not humane until something happens
to
their
them,
family.
Yeah.
I hope they burn in figurative hell. Because
absolutely.
Because I'm liberal and an atheist, and I don't believe in a heaven or a hell.
Yeah.
But I believe that you should, persecute people for what they think's funny.
I mean, they literally told us we chose the shit jokes, but I'm sorry. Like, I chose shit that was actually funny.
You know, they hit high early on. They persecuted human nature right off the bat. Like, if you cringe around a guy acting aggressive towards men and being gay, I mean, gay is one thing, but then doing it in a dress... and saying, you have to call me a woman, and you have to go on a date with me, or you're a bigot, and a piece of shit, and you don't deserve to live.
Right.
Then, I mean, I don't even want to be around that person in the first place.
Like, the guy's like, oh, that's Leo Curse, and he was a horrible comedian, and we'll never have him back again. I was like, well, no, fuck these people, because that's the same...
Now... very famous comedians have had the same story.
And have even, again.
Of course, they're saying he's already on Saturday Night Live and this and that, so apparently he's fairly well known at this point.
He's not. They're just giving him
I mean, in the scenario. It's an acting.
Yeah. But they were giving him a thing. Like, I don't think they really believed he was a host
really,
on Saturday
they
Night
made
Live.
Him sound
but,
like he'd never done comedy.
Yeah.
Before.
And I mean, I thought it was interesting to do the comedy sketch, but then it's like completely just raking me over the coals
it's
for again.
Like fucking. Persecute comedians, which they have.
Yeah, which they do.
Yeah.
Which they do. Which they did. It's like, oh, this. And this game was telling me that the jokes were bad, even though Super Seducer 3 was banned from fucking Steam because of, I don't know, its content. It was too much. Even though they were like, oh, your jokes. We have to do, like, progressive jokes. We can't do. Well, I mean, look at the audience. The audience didn't look like they were there to laugh. They looked like it was just
like
a handful.
There to hang someone high.
Yeah, it was a handful of people. It's like, and you know what? Some of these old comedians, or some of these, I'd say, old comedians would tell you how rough it used to be back in the day.
Think about how good Norm MacDonald is a legend now, even among the woke people. But maybe not all the woke people. Of course, anyone on the
man, listen to his shit that he does. He did his pigeon. When he was in
Mike Tyson's Mysteries.
That shit is fucking crazy.
It's funny all the way around.
Oh my God.
Definitely YouTube Norm MacDonald Live. Like,
and not just Norm MacDonald, Gilbert Gottfried
had some
crazy. No, I'm talking about Robin Williams, Bill Cosby, even.
I mean,
a lot of these people, like. Tim Allen? I'm trying to think.
Tim Allen was funny. That
okay.
He, I mean, he's probably still funny.
Yeah, because there's a lot of these comedians that did some really offensive, crazy humor. Eddie Murphy.
But if they hadn't done stand-up in so long, it's not like getting back on a bike always. You know, that's something you
Chris
have
Rock
to train
is apparently
your
killing
mind
it.
To do, huh?
Chris Rock is apparently killing it right now on stand-up. Killing it.
Chilling it.
Killing it.
Killing it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Chris Rock is apparently killing it on stand-up right
probably
now.
Probably is.
And they say he is throwing some highball jokes. Like, he is throwing some...
Well, because he's known for that.
Yeah.
He's going there. The only people that are planning on showing up
are people
that
like yeah,
that
like his humor.
I like his humor. He's funny.
Hell yeah, exactly. There's a lot of... You know, Eddie Murphy apologized for his jokes. And he should have never fucking done it. I'm just like, no, that's...
I mean, if anyone should have took anything from it, was
Andrew,
Dave Chappelle's special.
Yeah, Andrew Dice Clay.
Well,
Andrew Dice Clay.
Has he apologized?
No, he hasn't fucking apologized.
Good, he shouldn't. I mean, he needs to get out there and do it.
Man, they need to have, again, fucking, what's his name? That one guy I used to like. I liked, it was a preacher.
Sam Kinison.
Yeah, well, horribly
dead, so
crazy offensive jokes.
Yeah.
And oh my God, they're so funny.
Yeah.
So I mean
Greg Giraldo is funny, but he died before all this BS.
I don't think these British people have a real sense of humor. I mean, I'm sorry. And you know what? British people used to be funny. I mean, we look at Monty Python and I was rolling. They were so goddamn crazy offensive and funny. I love the stupid... They had an idiot game where they basically picked the stupidest people that they could find and had them do an Olympics. And the last thing they were doing was trying to shoot themselves, and they couldn't do that because they were so retarded that they didn't know how to shoot the guns. And it was the most hilarious shit I'd ever seen. And I'm like, you mean to tell me you couldn't put that on TV right now? And you couldn't put, they're bringing back Fawlty Towers, I don't know why, but John Cleese is an advocate against this bullshit. He has advocated and said this is not comedy. And he knows what comedy is.
Well, at least he's not.
He's
like
not
some
like
of
them.
Those that made their living off of being edgy, and now they're apologizing.
No,
like
he's
Sarah
not.
Silverman.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, a lot of her stuff is up on par with guys' comedy,
right?
I mean, in some aspects.
Oh yeah, they're all trying to.
But yeah.
It's like, oh, I've offended people. But you know what? I'll bet they can say whatever they want about former President Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And it gets a laugh. They can say the most... They can say the most offensive shit about Donald Trump. Like, literally. They can say the most stuff that you wouldn't be able to say about any other president.
Yeah.
You can say about Donald Trump, and you'll get a roll
about Biden having dementia
yeah,
or something.
About Biden,
like,
as dare you. Uh-huh.
Like, oh, yeah, well, you just enjoy him trying to figure out what day it is.
It's just like ChatGPT, where you can actually make ChatGPT say the most horrible things about Trump. But you cannot make it say anything bad about Joe Biden. And it is absolutely ridiculous.
I think that's already a sign of a broken country.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, we already went to war with the British for less.
Yeah.
I mean,
damn.
Over tea tax.
Yeah.
They're taking people's livelihoods now.
Absolutely. This is crazy. They're like, and they even threw me back into the main menu.
I don't advocate violence, but I do think people should take a stand in protesting in a way that they can't.
So, to be absolutely fair, they threw me out of the comedy interlude, but they still put me in girl looking for a serious relationship. And then we have girl and a group of guys, which is interesting. And then you have the dating app and the sushi restaurant, which is the last ones. So for some odd reason, we're playing the role of the girls now instead of the guys. And that's kind of different.
Different. Yeah.
But, I don't know. I'm kind of...
Go to your girl and say, here's your homework if you get anything less than a 90%.
Yeah, I'm kind of ups. I'm kind of disappointed by the comedy. I mean, we got a 30, and we chose...
I wanted to see what makes it better. She tells horseshit joke.
I don't know.
Honestly, if he had told the ones more enthusiastically, which she was, but...
He didn't really do a great job with some of them. I think you could have told him better.
Yeah, honestly, the one of my favorite things, and I know I talk about Norm MacDonald. He is one of my favorite comics.
He is.
He almost thrived for the silence as much as he did for the applause and
right.
cheering. Like, if he could make someone like, oh my God, did he just say what I think he'd eat that up.
I mean,
he couldn't get enough of it. He did it a lot.
Well, remember what that one guy said? Oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. Did we say this? Like, remember that? Yeah. He said those jokes. That's exactly like it just.
Oh, it was Super Dave.
Yeah.
He said, you know, gold plated chains would be a really good gift for a really, really good slave. What? You can't say that. I'm not a part of this. I'm not a part of this. And you can look over there at Norm MacDonald. He got that smirk like, oh, yeah, I got him. He like, remember when tweeting was stabbing the hooker?
That's hilarious. Oh my God. All right. With that, I think we're going to be out for this Super Seducer. We've got a few more, and then we'll be done with it. But yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. At any rate, this is the Grimlord and Dead Penetration. We're out. We'll see you next time.